So seeing how it's directed to the two of you, they're asking us to begin to understand through alchemy, through consent, through our provisional inheritance, our divine attunement, to recognize that which is already preceding us, recognizing that which is already being invited into our establishment. So when we were talking about, leaving the seats because, you know, others will gather, it's very important to have that arrival of purpose. So I want to explain this. Normally, when we're trotting about town, we just feel very individual because it's our body and our body alone sitting in the chair. But as we will instruct ourselves in faithfulness, as we will allow ourselves to blossom, and I literally have like a flower that's just, you know, like you do double speed or whatever, where you just kind of watch it time lapse. You just watch it blossom. And so what I'm watching is sequencing to bring us forth to our horizon, to bring us forth to our gifting, to bring us forth to our luxury. So if you can imagine that you're traveling in an ensemble, that you've got your guides, you've got your masters, you've got your historical figures. What they mean by that is those that have been at your side since time began. In other words, we travel with soul groups, we travel with master guides that bring us forth to the present. So the more that you can get comfortable with the awareness, they're saying that time is on our side. In other words, we're about to move and pulsate into a new, like the imagery, it's almost like quantum expansion. As we will allow these provisions to proceed. So in English, it's really recognizing our new commodity, our new strength, our new locomotion, because as you will allow this entitlement to broadcast your new adventure, your new understanding of self, dear ones, we come forth in merriment, we come forth in joy. And I literally see like as if you had like 10 people coming up a mountaintop. And so the more that you can engage in this camaraderie, the more that you can engage in this faithfulness of conduct, it's like the energies, oh my gosh, it's just so beautiful. The energies will just surge. They will just pulsate. They will bring you into your new tomorrow because you are the ones that are looking through the looking glass of excellence, of kindness, of endowment, of faith. So they're asking us to increase our faith, increase our stature of where we truly reside. In other words, we're no longer committed to just 3D. We're no longer committed to linear. We're no longer committed to the belief in separation, as we will delight, as we will proceed, as we will advance, as we will allow our holy breath of residency. In other words, to realize that magic is adieu, like a magical experience has arrived. Now the magic comes in sequencing. And so when I say sequencing, it's like all this energy gets downloaded because it each step, let me say it this way, each step is being provided. Each step is being ordered. Each step is coming for our benefit, for our consent, for our consequence in terms of our learning provisions. So in other words, we're learning how to adapt to this new realm. We're learning how to adapt to this new extreme of holiness, because as we will recognize that we're not traveling alone, and it's just like, I can't even begin to explain the strength that we feel when we realize it's like we're doing this together. We don't just have, I hope I get it right. It's like you've got backing and support beyond your current understanding. So they're asking us to welcome that in, to welcome our holy provisions, to welcome our excellence of conduct, to welcome our extreme pleasure and delight, because it's not so much trying to get the world to change out there. The world is just past illusion. It's permitting our advancement. It's permitting our recognition. It's permitting our delightful pleasure. And so as we will delight in our new convenience. In other words, it's more convenient to be able to create magic. It's more convenient to be able to drop timelines. It's more convenient to take leaps and bounds. So I'm seeing like almost like the astronauts without gravity. It's like they can take big leaps. And so as we will allow this, as we will release our constraints, as we will systematically permit the surcharge of energy that we're entitled to, we move into a new reality. So it may feel like the same reality. It's like there's the same street, there's the same bus stop, but in fact, we're moving into new accommodations. So the more that we will receive this awareness, the more that we will receive this in good pleasure, the more that we will coincide with the energy of love, the spaciousness of love, the vibration of love. And so this means tuning into our true nature, to rid ourselves of this disavow, like all those places where we denied ourselves, and coming into our divine presence, coming into our divine occurrence. So as you will receive this offering, as you will receive these gifts with delight, we bring forth your divine blueprint. And so what's being offered is where you're headed in essence. So it's not like it's going to show up in the mail. It's coming to your provisions where you're coming into alignment with your soul. Now, as you do, you're going to have truth or consequence. This is what they mean by that, is to continue to align with your truth rather than just subjecting yourself to like past consequences. Like in other words, that anything has to be like it was. Because they're saying, they're going like this with the time, like time's up. So as you will broker your faith, as you will broker your new reality, as you will step up in good pleasure, we come to you in recognition, we come to you in faithfulness, we come and bring forth adornments. Because again, it's like spirit can't do enough. Spirit cannot do enough to bring forth the blessings as you will delight, as you will allow. And so this is really, if there are like instructions, it's really the energy. It's just, it just totally woke me up. The instructions, if you will, is really to align with your soul, to follow your heart, to follow your heart. Now, as you do, you will be propositioned. Like, in other words, there are opportunities, there are new look-sees, there are new advancements. So you will, in English, you will be prompted. You will be prompted as you follow your soul. So each of us, in our own establishment, in our own way, in our own doctrine, are being handpicked. In other words, it's like, come with me, here's an opportunity. And so the more that you trust your feeling nature, the more that you trust that you are already being imported into a future circumstance, and in other words, into a new timeline, into a new coursework, into a new place of residence. So you want to remember, residence is a vibrational adherence. So there is not just one platform here. It's like all the dimensions intersect. And as we see kindness of self, in other words, as we grant ourselves permission to align with our best, to align with our new sequencing, to release ourselves of doubt. So what's going to be surfacing with this energy are all the places where you still doubted yourself, all the places where you were giving sort of like you're being lax. In other words, you know, yeah, that's always been a problem. Oh yeah, you know, I always suffer with that. Well, no more, as you will consent to your new provisions. So there's the action step where we have to play along. We sort of like follow the leader, and the leader, of course, is consent to our own execution. In other words, to our own higher self. So that is the energy that's coming through this being offered as we will delight. In other words, to try something new. Now, the new is not just like, let me go do a new activity. It's about like a new approach. It's how you operate. So instead of following old blueprints, So I always had this fear, or I always backed down, or whatever. It's like you're just going to see yourself considering new advantage. You're just going to see yourself having new awareness to move into future spacing. So these are the opportunities that we are bringing forth. They're saying it's very important that we don't see it as, oh, well, we're just sitting here waiting to see what the teacher brings. So we want to understand the co-creative nature to this involvement. In other words, it's our higher selves that have called this union to be. Our higher selves, in fact, us. So again, not to see your higher self as separate from you, but perhaps like the wisdom part of you is saying yes, is saying now is the introduction, is saying here is your new establishment, here is your new opportunity, here is the roadmap. So as we will align, as we will allow, as we will solidify our faith, in other words, yes, that sounds good. It sounds good to be in alignment with self. It sounds good to be in alignment with our true purpose. It sounds good to allow our soul to sing, because really, otherwise, we're living the false self. So when they said, allow the soul to sing, I literally saw us moving into our true space, where it's almost like if an artist was painting according to someone else's prophecy. In other words, a learned methodology from an exterior source versus, you know what, this is really what I want to paint. This is what I'm called to do. And so that's where you leave the training behind and attend to your own mistress. In other words, your own evidence, your own encapsulated offering. So that is the entitlement that is coming to each of us, and it's pressing to our senses. In other words, so that we receive ourselves beyond the five senses. We receive ourselves in our glory. We receive ourselves in our victory. So the more that we can come into claiming this truth, this endowment, literally they're showing me the oracle card, it says awareness. And so what's highlighted is the third eye and the crown chakra, where this is what's running the show now. And they're showing me the oracle card, and it says there is no death. It's like an ancient Egypt card, but there is no death. So again, coming into alignment with our soul, coming into alignment with our holiness, coming into alignment with our truth, because it's not about living someone else's truth. They're saying like that's their old record player. You know, we have mass consciousness doing that. We are coming to graduate, and we are the ones that have liftoff. We are the ones that have urgency. In English, we're the ones that can feel that empowerment. We're the ones being led. We're the ones being invited. Now, again, we're being invited by our own truth. We're being invited by our own self. So the more that we understand the sense of readiness, the sense of entitlement and importance to recognize there's an endowment that's stirring, that's waiting for our you know, look-see, waiting for our establishment. It's almost like, you know, finding out there's something in a safe deposit box and then just never going to see what's in there. You know, like it's yours, your name's on it, go take a look. So this is exactly what's occurring. Is we're claiming our truth, we're claiming our innocence, we're claiming our true provisions. So as we will see this offer being made in whatever way it invites you in. So you may see yourself like growing in terms of a career, you may see yourself opening up gifts, as Beth and I were discussing, whatever way, solving riddles, providing healings, whatever comes to your awareness, see the energies sparking new attainment, new prophecy, new outlook, new approach. So let's take a moment and just see this with enthusiasm, see this with delight, and receive this energetic offering, receive these energetic gifts of inspiration. It's just glowing here. Everybody's just glowing. So this is what we're entitled to. This is what we're deciding. We're deciding. We're bringing forth to bring forth our holy conclusion. So let us pray and receive. And again, as we do this, to also allow all those with delight that extend themselves. So in other words, whoever shows up, whether they always say this, it's like if someone showed up yesterday or somebody came into your awareness, you know, 30 years ago, whoever arrives is ready for introduction. And so allow them to receive. Someone's listening to the recording and asking this. Yes, it could be in more than one area. So you're not limited to just one area. So that is a really good question, because it just confirms how we're so limited in terms of our receptivity. You know, there's not enough to go around. So it can only bless one aspect of self. So we want to remember that everything we experience in life is really a derivative. It's an outpicturing of our own consciousness. So in essence, to go back a little bit, it's like once we extend our faith, once we open up to our new vision, these energies and truth bless all avenues. It can't be otherwise, because it's all us. So the offering or the imagery is really supporting those that you're entitled to or are of specific authorship. In other words, whatever it is you need tending to. But in truth, it's a really good point, the energies really see they're saying our everyday expanse. In other words, wherever we go, there is the energy. So yes, you know, like blessings for all. Really good question. Yes, it will, as you permit, open your third eye. Someone specifically wanted to know about that. So how you help that occur is being willing to see and be seen. Be willing to see, because when you open your third eye, you're going to see and be seen. So this is where you open up your vision in the night, and the night, of course, being the belief in darkness. So we're opening our vision and knowing that we're ready to proceed, knowing that we're being guided by our soul, and all offerings, all abilities are ready to be known. So someone else is asking, it's so funny, may just be carryover from that other message that came in earlier, but they're asking about, will it help develop spiritual gifts? So this is what they want to say about that. It's to remember that in truth, we all are endowed with gifts, with no exception. It's really a matter of taking ourselves back. In other words, coming to introduce our truest claim. We're so busy responding to socialization, to training, to that egoic social mass. You know, it's like you want to look proper, you want to conform, you want to fit in, you want to pay your bills, whatever it is, that we forget who we really are. And so part of what's happening, at least specifically for the one who asked, is you're being shown an offer. In other words, you can stay in that, I won't call it gerbil wheel, but you know, just how we've all been socialized, to be honest. And what you're going to also notice is they're showing me the Fool's card. So it's sort of like, you know, the Fool in Tarot. He's not a fool, but he's got the courage to step out and to follow the intuition, to step out in faith and follow the soul. So, and they're showing me the World card, which is where we're all headed. So it's really about going back to the soul, everything we've been discussing. It's really about permitting your own soul, to breathe, to be expressed, to reside in your divine presence. So the more that you can go back to your natural state and really listen to true provisions, in other words, what calls to you, what foods call to you, what colors call to you, and listen not to the latest trend, not to what your girlfriend likes, but what's calling to you. And you're going to notice a shift. You're going to notice a change versus believing the external has all the answers. You're dreaming the external. So they honestly don't know anything that you don't know. And they know less because, again, they're serving a different element most of the time. So the more that you can return to your own true status, your own true nature, you're going to start making shifts, making changes, coming to respond to your own victory. Whoever's asking that question, you're actually extremely clairvoyant and you're kind of scared of it. So you deny it. I'll say it that way. I don't mean that in a bad way. But it's there. I mean, it's really there. So it's good. Okay, let's see. And for the rest of us, you got papers. You got papers. I literally see where, just give me movies. You know, like imagine we're all in a play and everyone's like, okay, here's your part. Here's the offering, here's the prospectus, you know, here's the contract. So that's what I mean by papers. So that's what we're entitled to, the new approach, the new offering. Again, papers not coming from an external source, but coming from our own derivative, coming from our own essence, our own essence. And I've got Green Tara here, sort of offering blessings to permit us to see through the illusion of, oh gosh, you know, the social mask or exterior that we're typically committed to, and really allowing ourselves to be forthright. In other words, to be honest, to be open, to be experienced in our true essence. So Green Tara is sort of like, I always think of her like that mother energy, but like mother, father, God, you know, like true mother. Alrighty. You guys are so high. It's like I could just wish you understood your height. I'll just say it this way. So just imagine you could see where others can reach spiritually speaking. You know, just no judgment, but just that this is where they are right now. So just imagine everyone kind of hovering here. And then imagine you guys like up here. Now that's valid. And they're saying that that will give you like an accurate response system in terms of trusting your own provisions, trusting your own excitement, trusting your own input and value, because you're receiving connection to source. So it's really about honoring it, valuing it, and prioritizing. We tend to, out of fear, out of what we believe are, you know, external pressures, to kind of put it in the back burner. Yeah, one day. That's a good idea. One day I should do that. Versus, now is the day, because everything's in the present. Your enlightenment's going to happen in the present. All your tomorrows are always going to be in the present. So that's the big trick of the ego. The whole, like, for another time. So as you will, and I literally see us, like, taking that energy and bringing it to the front as we prioritize, ourselves, as we prioritize our advancement, our skill level, whatever words ring true for you. Really bring in that sense of bringing in the victory. Because they're showing me like car keys, like the keys are in your hand. So what you are willing to be excited about, you're willing to follow through about, you're willing to prioritize and get started, will be revealing. In other words, it's a self-service kind of situation. We serve ourselves. So just notice that without judgment. And with extension of loveliness. In other words, see it as pampering. You know, how can I be even better to my higher vision? How can I serve it even more? And the more that we can see it as like pampering, it'll be like a positive experience. It's like, how can I even be better to myself? So this is like when we start drinking water or juices or whatever. It's like, how can I really bring forth true relevance, those things which nurture my soul, which bring me forth? And so each of us have promptings, each of us have callbacks, each and every day, as we will align with it, as we will attune to it. It may be as simple as just noticing a flower or whatever, and your soul's calling you to look at that flower because you're receiving energy, or it's awakening an aspect of you. We get prompted, we get awakened by the smallest little things, as we will receive, as we will recommend kindness to self, as we will notice, as we will prioritize. So it really goes back to self-love. It goes back to, they're saying it goes back to the, like, Alpha and Omega. It begins and it ends with self-love. So valuing your true self. Okay. So let us see how we can be of help. Hi.
Hi.
It's really getting warmer now. Like, I'm ready for my bathing suit.
when you were talking, I just had a kind of a silly question. And then you can give me a message. But
no, like, silly questions.
14 years ago, I was going on a play date with my son, and I went to this guardhouse. I was meeting this girl, and her parents lived on the beach. I've never been there before or since. And when I was talking to the guy, I gave him my name, whatever, and he looked at me and goes, Do you know who you are? Or something like that. I'm like, yeah, a mom. Like, he goes, don't you know who you are? And he kept asking me, and I thought, does he say that to everybody who comes to the gate? He's going to get fired. And I always wanted to ask you that, but I don't know.
Did he ever answer you?
What?
Did he answer?
No, he was asking me.
Right.
Like.
Oh, I thought he was going to tell you.
No.
No.
He said, like, do you know who you really are? And I just thought, it was just odd, you know? Wouldn't you think it was odd?
It's different.
And so all these years later, I was thinking, why did he ask me that?
One moment, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Janet.
Janet, say it one more time, please.
Janet.
Thank you. I don't know, my friend. What I do know is this triggering some, not triggering, but it was installing relevance from another time period. So in other words, you call that forth to bring forth healing, to bring forth encouragement. I can't tell you what that period was about or why, but you are correct. There's a reason you called that forth. And say her name one more time.
Janet.
I see images like of the Garden of Eden, that symbolism, but I'm just not putting it all together. Janet, say it one more time, please.
Janet.
Best I can tell you, is there some connection that was made with another life? I don't know why or what. My feeling is that occurs more than you realize, where you're sort of like opening the window, you're opening the advantage to allow truth to dawn about you. It's so interesting because when I tune into you, it is oftentimes very different than most. And it has to do with the ease in which you cycle in and out of this time period. I feel very blessed that you come to visit. What I mean by that is you really are very comfortable sort of like slipping in and out of focus. I feel like it has to do with your healing. So like from a higher awareness, you're very busy healing and sort of connecting the dots. So you know how they say, on one hand, you don't have to worry about past lives because whatever you haven't healed, do not fear, it will arrive in some form here so that you can address it, which is true. On the other hand, you're incredibly good at opening up the channels to like other focuses. So I honestly, of all the people I've ever tuned into, I don't think I've ever met someone who has such abilities, unless they were actually like a shaman or something, where you're just slip sliding in and out of dimensions. But it's sort of like your natural state. So that is the best that I know. Let me just see if there's anything else, and say your name again, please.
Janet.
Oh, there's more to come. I feel like that's why it's like on your awareness, because that's the point. There's more to come. As you will delight, as you will stay the course, as you will permit. So in English, you can be sitting here. Remember, there's no here. We're kind of dreaming this. And it's not just what our five senses see. That's what Spirit's helping you to move into, is a state of allowance where you can just as easily sit and talk to us as you can start conversing with Benjamin Franklin or whoever will show up. You have that sensitivity. You have that those abilities. And they transfer quite beautifully. What I mean by that is, they're saying expect miracles. So whatever it is you're ready to discover, like almost at a moment's notice, you can call forth whatever you need. Whatever you need. Whether it's another being or particularly in your case, it's an aspect of your own creation. So that would be you in another lifetime. That's what you're getting ready to do, or it will be made available to you, are aspects of your own awareness. So these various lifetimes are merging, or you have the opportunity for them to merge, so that you have, they're saying, extreme pleasure. In other words, all your gifting, all your knowing. That's returning as you will seek good favor. In other words, recognize it to be so. Recognize it to be so. Permit your true functioning. The best way I can explain this is I can be as linear as the next person. But then at a moment's notice, the world gets very, I'll just call it magical. It gets very pliable, where when I look at certain things, I see other things. So I can look at one person and I instantly know who it is in spirit that's talking to me. They may look the same. They just may have a certain mannerism. They may even just do something with their hand and I suddenly see somebody else. That's just like a small sampling of the communication that's going on for you very naturally. Now, you tend to split off, meaning that you focus just on the facts. Just give me the facts, ma'am. But again, through simple gazing, through extension of faith, through self-interest, like in other words, what are you interested in? You can open up to, and they're showing me, you know, when cable first came out, it's like I would just sit there and change channels, like, just because you can. Not that I would watch anything, but it's like, oh my gosh, I could have like 30 channels or whatever. So this is something that is a very valuable commodity or state of arrival, as you will acquire the taste for the good life. In other words, you can shut it down also, and you tend to do that at most moments. But, and say your name again, please.
Janet.
It's bleeding in. So it's probably going to be, I mean, you can turn it off. But they're saying, but why? So it's going to be bleeding in. And the best way I can explain it is literally, I'll just see someone, anyone. And when I'm open, I'll suddenly see someone in spirit. I'll just suddenly know what the universe is saying to me. And it could be just like slightest little thing. So they're saying, and say your name again, please.
Janet.
They're saying take delight in your sensitivity. Take comfort in your new adventure. To see it as self-pleasing. To see it as offering new entitlement, new advantage, new allowance. But I literally see, I know this sounds weird, but you ever read any of these books where it's like in other time periods, I don't know if it's like a Druid period or whatever, it's like they were so open to intuitive guidance, where, or think of Native Americans, where they were literally living in fifth dimensional realm, where they were on Earth, but their Earth was very different than the Earth current consciousness perceives. And that's just it. When they're saying when you're pliable, there's no limitation. When they're saying when you're earthbound, what they mean by that, when you're just focusing on the five senses, you miss the vast array of pleasure that's occurring simultaneously to your delight. So the more that you can commit to promotion, in other words, return to your true sensitivity, your true capacity, your true value, it's all abound, it's all here in your current vision. And when I say vision, I mean spiritual vision. And they're literally showing me, so funny that they show me, it's like a store window, like the door, and the blinds are going like open, close, open, close. And that would be you. That would be you. So the more that you realize you're the store owner, and it's that simple for you, you specifically, open, close, open, close. So funny. So funny. All right. And did you have other questions regarding that?
No.
Okay. Let me see what else we can tell you then. Oh, so what I want to say about that is you have intrusion. When I say intrusion, interesting word, but you have like bleed offs, like from other realms. It occurs all the time. I mean, it really does. I keep getting the energy. As you develop your likeliness, as you develop your courage, as you develop almost like your interest, it's almost like, yeah, like, I know, but, you know, I'm busy eating right now. Like, so as you develop, and when I say your interest, I've got these, your blue orbs, so these are your guides. I mean, they're just heavenly, really. Their energy is so pure. Their energy is just so pure, so advanced. Okay, so my point is, you've got this like bleeding in, like all the time. You really do. You're just not paying attention or interested, I should say. Again, no judgment, no error. It's just, they're saying it's just the facts, ma'am. So as you open up to your bountiful inheritance, so do all the extensions. In other words, you'll see. All right, let's see what else we can share with you. And say your first name again.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
If I give you the play message once again, I don't know what you'll do with me. Play. I know I've said this to you before. It may even be a year ago. I don't know. Play. What makes you happy? What brings a smile to your face? What, you know, sometimes we're so busy being responsible. I got to do this. I got to do that. Then I got to do that. It's like we don't open all the doors in our Father's mansion. So, what you're going to find is when you go back to play, what you enjoy doing. Like, you don't have to beg a child to play. You don't have to beg a child to go do something fun. It's just, it would never dawn on them not to want to do that. And so we're so socialized and conditioned. It's like we shut off our natural state. What you're going to find is when you return to that natural realm, which I guess we've been discussing all night, and say your name again, please.
Janet.
Your gifts will open. Because you're just going to return. They're saying you'll just return to the party. So really think, what brings you happy? What puts a smile on your face? What do you really enjoy doing? Not what you should. Not what would be good for you. What you really enjoy. it just opens you up. I know I've said this to you before, yes?
Every time I come.
Well, we just like to emphasize the message. We like to emphasize the message. Okay, one moment, please.
So I'll work on that.
Well, it's good that I'm consistent. so sorry. Let's see. So, sacral chakra, I would say. Look up sacral chakra, Google it, and orange, and eat oranges, wear orange, but, you know, just read the various things you can do, because that's like the pleasure-seeking chakra. So that would be really good for you to attend to. Let me see what else we can tell you, sweetheart. And say your name again, please.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
Thank you. Fun, goofy, like, when I say goofy, what I mean by, like there's no objective, there's no goal, there's no, okay, I gotta do this really well, you know, it's just for the fun of it, just being in the moment, and, excuse me, enjoying what you do. So whether it's like you enjoy gardening, or whatever it is, painting stones, whatever calls to you, whatever you think calls to you, don't be afraid to try and not commit. In other words, I tried it, don't like it. I tried it, I don't like it. Because just that little willingness, just that motivation to seek out your soul's derivative, in other words, to even attempt to listen to your soul, it's like that's energy and that's chi. And that's like locomotion. So in other words, it's like that energy becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So even if you take one Fred Astaire lesson, like take one of everything to figure it out, it's a sign of movement. It's a sign of acceleration. And so it's almost like then it's not even what you're doing. It's the fact that you're relaxing into your own bliss because you're recognizing that, you know, soul's provisions. I know exactly how you feel, by the way. You know, do what I say, not what I do. So I get that. After like many years of stress, it was like, fun? What's that? You know, I totally get it. And yet, this is the message. So. All right, any other questions?
No.
Okay. And let me know how to proceed, so I'll know what to do, too. All right, sweetheart, how can we help?
I have a message.
Mm-hmm. God is love. It's such a short message, but with that, you will achieve all your goals. When you sink into that, you literally become the strength of a church choir. You become like Yogananda. You just open up to the power of the Holy Spirit. So honestly, it's like I want to add so many bells and whistles, and I will try very, very, very hard. But it really comes down to God is love. It comes down to serving God, loving God, prioritizing God over everything, not because you're scared not to, but really just because you fall in love with the divine, where in truth, when you come into alignment with what we call God, that God space, there's nothing else you need. There really isn't, because it's so soul-fulfilling. It's like the lover of all lovers. It's, you know, 20 movies put together, 100 dinners, like it just satisfies the soul in a way that is beyond common occurrence. In other words, there's nothing like it, because what we're doing is coming back to ourselves. That's the reason. It's like so nourishing, so nurturing, because you're finally have found heaven. That is literally your soul signature. It's just what you're opening up to, where not to put you in the level of Yogananda, but it's like you are opening to that, where you respond to God's loveliness, God's nurturing, God's affection. And it's sort of like if you think of Jesus, where he committed to that Christ energy, where it's like there was no Jesus. It's you know, Christ, it's him and the Father. And that embodiment of truth, that embodiment of luxury, takes you, affords you the keys to the kingdom. And so your light, when I look at you, your energy, your light just takes on a glow, and it's just never ending. So you're in the process of relieving yourself of what would I call it, like sources of woe. And what I mean by that is you're just going to stop believing them. So where you had false entry, where you had, you know, oh, this is a problem, this is definitely a problem now, it's sort of like you're going to be systematically teaching yourself corrected value. In other words, when you align with that truest resemblance, when you align with that holy state, there really aren't any problems, because your alignment with soul brings you that soul fulfillment, that soul satisfaction, and results in terms of you just always solve things from that bountiful experience, from that bountiful source, where you just move into that state in its entirety. So, and say your name again, please.
Beth.
They are systematically, like I literally see like a butler like brushing off, you know, your jacket or whatever. They're systematically like brushing off old records, old constraints, so that you, and I just see you like branching out. It's sort of like you were all sort of constricted. And so now it's like as the cleansing occurs, as the clearing occurs, you just get broader. It's like almost like you've got angel wings here, and it's like, oh, I can stretch out now. So what they're showing me is like the angel wings extend because your faith extends, your priority extends. And say your name one more time, please. And your endowment. So it's like, how much can you fill up with that spiritual chi, with Holy Spirit? And it's like as much as you're willing, as much as you're willing. So what happens, now I understand, it's like whether you're writing the book, whatever you're doing, it's sort of like as you receive that endowment and you hold that energetic allotment. So now it's like instead of here, you're out here. It's like that's when it just rushes in. That's when the doors open, because you've claimed it in its entirety. Now, it's not that like you're awakened, though maybe you are, but that it's like you've claimed that assurance where you've disregarded suffering, like you've attended to all of those lower happenstances, lower provisions, those lower beliefs. So it's like for every area, you've learned how to establish true adherence, true understanding. And so they're helping you to sort of like purify your senses or your good conduct to like grow. So in English, it's like you grow in your ministry of your own attendance. And then when you get to this like certain reach or outreach, it's like then you involve others. Then you involve others. You keep some good company, my friend. You really keep very, and say your name again, please.
Beth.
You have others in attendance that have, I guess I'll call them masters, and say your name again, please.
Beth.
Put words to this. Sort of like if the ones that know, I'll say it this way. So if you had a town and there was the minister, or maybe he wasn't even clergy, but he was just the one that was most highly regarded. He was the one that everyone would come to. He was like the backbone. You've got those that you take counsel with that are supporting you. It's like they're all Indian chiefs is the only way I can, I hope you know what I mean by that. It's like they all have their own inner strength, their inner conduct, their wisdom, like people would seek them out for their wisdom. And say your name again, please.
Beth.
I know this sounds a little weird, but you know, just think about those that were together that did the Declaration of Independence or some important document. It's just like the best of the best, you know, like the brightest minds, the ones that had visionary stance or whatever. So these are, I almost want to say clergy, but not just. Not that all clergy isn't wonderful, but these are like really spirit-filled. I mean, really devoted. I mean, pure of heart, pure of in intention. It's like they're not just Christed, you know, like, but it's, oh gosh, how do I put this? You know, maybe not all St. Francis, maybe like a level below or whatever, but pure intention.
Like Daniel and the Lion's Den.
Yeah, just really, really devoted. Devoted is what I want to say, devoted. And say your name again, please.
Beth.
I see in this other lifetime you were male. And if you were not signing the Declaration of Independence, I feel like you were doing something equally valued. I feel like there's no accident that I came up with that example. And I feel like in that lifetime you were a writer. And say your name again, please.
Beth.
You got a lot of strength. You were definitely male. You were definitely a writer. You were definitely part of the government leaders or something like that. And say your name one more time.
Beth.
Well, I don't have to tell you that you're strong now that I think about what I know about you, but you really are strong. You really are strong. And I would even say even stronger than you may understand, if that even can begin to possibly is something you could entertain. Your conviction, when you have like, that's what takes you through. That's what takes you through. It's like your conviction you don't care what you have to go up against. Because it's like the might of God will see me through, you know, that kind of thing. And you stand on it, like you eat those words, you stand on that. And it does. And it actually does, because it's like your character, your commitment, your strength. And say your name again, please. They're saying it all stems from a decision. Once you make that decision, it's like the Red Sea parting ways. So obviously it doesn't happen the next second, but with that decision, your steps are ordered. And they're saying, for those listening, people don't understand that. People are just hoping for good luck or hoping or whatever it is, or even trying. But what they don't realize is sometimes they try and they still haven't decided. So I'll try, and, you know, if it's successful, then I'll do it. Or, you know, I'll try and I hope I get better, but I'll try. And so they're not like picking apart the words, but simply saying that for us to realize that it's a soul decision. So when the soul decides, when you decide, it's like then you bring forth follow through, you bring forth, you call forth. We're the creator. We call forth that which we need to walk out what we've already decided and claimed in the higher value. So like in 4D or whatever, like we've already manifested. Once we decide, it's there. And then what we do is then we order our steps to bring it into wholeness, to bring it into pure intent. In other words, to manifest it in its complete state. But the more that we can understand that once we make that clear decision without reservation, in other words, no wobbly, no, but what if, you know, just like, that's it. We shift reality. So they're just sort of like using your message as like a teaching and understanding for others that it really comes from our directive. There's not like this mismanaged universe out there that we're just trying to get on the right line to get what we needed. It comes from our directive. It's our decision, our creation. Beautiful though. Let me just make sure there's nothing else. And say your name again, please.
Beth.
Oh, they're excited. They're very, very excited indeed. Very excited indeed. I see you with these other guys, and someone's playing a musical instrument I have never seen before. So I don't know what it is.
It's not a lute. That's my last name, Luter. It's a stringed instrument.
It may be, because I've never seen this instrument before. You're at like some tavern or parlor, or I don't know what it is, but they had instruments we don't have. Not that far back. And say your name again, please.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny. I think of Janet's message because the reason being, you look happy. You look having fun. Look like you're having fun. What they're saying is you didn't live that long in that time period, but you did understand the importance of like the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. You very much valued that, very much valued that. Sort of like you work hard and you play hard. I think that's it. But say your name one more time, please.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And did you have any further questions?
No, that was great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, class. Indeed, we surround each with our love, appreciation, and everlasting joy. Expect to receive endowments. Allow yourself the gift of true remembrance and delight. Namaste.